Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, the weekly spin-off talk show, which basically has an ex-cop and his writer son kind of just talk nonsense to keep everyone company during lockdown. Dad, how are you doing this morning?
You know, if I was in a car accident and I'd lost...
Oh, good. Yeah, well done on starting the show light. Thank you.
No, but hear me out. And I was waiting, like, I'd lost my legs and maybe an arm or two, and I was just lying on the road waiting for the ambulance. Uh-huh. I am actually more desperate to talk to you and the listeners than waiting for an ambulance.
Well, at this point, you've had... Because you... I just want to give everyone an image. You've said that you lost your legs and both arms.
Hmm.
So you're basically just... You're the Black Knight from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You're, you know...
Except I'm lying down.
Except you're lying down, okay.
But my point being that while I'm lying on the roadway or wherever, waiting for hopefully intensive care, God knows what they're going to do.
What you would rather than the sweet kiss of life, the, you know, the grafting of robotic limbs onto your hacked up body, is to get on this show and talk
correct
to me.
And I'm 100%. Now, you know how people say 110%? That really is one of those things that shits me no end.
No, mathematically, it does make sense.
Yeah, agree. So when people say, I'll give 200%, that is a wank. That's ridiculous, and it shits me.
Okay,
anyway,
good. It's good to have strong opinions about important things during this global time of strife. Now, what's funny is, listeners, before we started recording, Dad said, do you want to talk about... And then he started telling me this thing about Mum, which was... I don't know how to describe it. Dad, could you please, if you are feeling brave enough, would you like to kind of tell the listeners what your grievance was on the show?
Well, I don't like wastage. And I guess that comes about historically from having a father that was in the Second World War where they just didn't waste anything at all.
Apart from lives.
Yes. And it reminds me of all the times I've been into deceased estates or estates where elderly people have passed away. And you go underneath their kitchen sink, for example. I don't mean I climb into their kitchen sink, or I don't get into the cupboard physically, not like my whole body, like crawling in.
Mm-hmm.
But you find little containers of, for example, folded up alfoil. You find tiny lengths of cotton just stored.
Where is this going?
I'm just saying that back in that time, people didn't waste things.
And you long for a return to those austere, frustrating times.
Oh, you are so funny.
I will accept the terror of the Blitz if people could please put water in the shampoo bottle and shake it and make it last an extra three washes.
Paul, how did... Paul, I do that.
I know! The amount of times... No, growing up, we'd go in and you'd go to put some shampoo in your hand and just this... As it's just wet, soapy water pours out.
Look, I actually loved... I'm so excited that you remember that because, I mean, this is really sort of bearing all during this pretty fucked up time. So sure. I'm feeling that I really need to sort of... It's cathartic and it's good for me and good for you and... Quite frankly, hopefully good for everyone. And I hope it makes people sort of sit back and let's all look at ourselves, I guess, perhaps being very honest. And if I mean, this is like really personal, listeners, but I... Do you know what I'll do with it? If shampoo comes in like a tube,
yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
When it gets right down where Christine would just automatically just toss it out, not me. You know what I do? I create under the shower a beautiful, small, if you will, a pond in my hand. I then hold the container. God.
Oh my God.
Probably going to be committed after this.
Yep.
I then have the said container with the top facing up.
Mm-hmm.
I then squeeze all the air out. I then invert the container into the tiny little pond I've made in this case, my right hand.
Are you shooting up? It sounds like you're putting a syringe into something.
Paul?
Yeah.
I'm demonstrating factually the extent I go to how I feel about wastage. Yes. I then slowly submerge the orifice into the pond. Well, I then release the pressure and it sucks said fluid.
It does suck.
But because it's underneath the shower stream, the little pond remains constantly full. And with the reverse suction, no, that doesn't sound right, because the reverse suction would be blowing, but reverse suction, it sucks the water into the container. I then give it a good hard shake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I squeeze it on top of my head. And I will do that until literally, and I'll save it for the next day, which is exciting.
Yeah.
And Christine has been known to sort of make various comments.
Well, it is pretty funny what you're doing. I mean, it's interesting how, you know, there's little things that we find comfort in, you know, like finding a bargain or whatever. You appear to make sense of the chaos of the world by kind of squeezing every last bit out of everything.
Mm. And correct? Then this morning I'm sitting here waiting for us to get started. Mm-hmm. And sweet Christine, she comes into the kitchen. She's got one cup and one plate sitting in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts to pour the detergent. And I'm looking because I know what's going to happen. And I'm not joking. I think she squeezed the bottle for 3 seconds. Now, I don't say anything because I've been saying she's just always been like that. And in my opinion, she's created enough suds to fill a small fountain.
Right.
But I kind of... It's just weird how we're sitting here thinking about the little things in life that... I mean, are they important? Not really, but at least we can have a bit of a laugh about them. So, yeah.
So you're saying mum uses too much detergent, right?
In my opinion, yeah.
In your opinion. Mm. Okay. Now, here's the thing. Tegan is friends with someone who has actually signed up for the Mars program, right? And she's actually going to be a guest on Dish at some point in the future, I believe. Amazing woman. Anyway, she said the main recruiting criteria to go into space is not your ability to, you know, do space stuff.
Mm.
It's your ability to not piss people off, right? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
So what you want to do, I don't know how many of you lived in a share house or who are currently living with a lot of other people or, you know, because of lockdown, trapped in a house with other people. It's the small things that get you, right? It's the fact that people don't, you know, take their shoes off before coming into the apartment, or it's the way they kind of, or it's when they put the toilet paper roll on and they do it so that the toilet paper is hanging underneath as opposed to over. Now, if you want some kind of nuclear grade pettiness, I was so obsessed with people doing it the wrong way that I fucking went to a website where they have the patent for the original toilet roll holder. And yet the original patent shows the paper going over the top. So argument settled, that's the way it goes. But it's that kind of stuff that really gets to people, right? Mm. So I think it's fine. It's charming and it's cute when you've got the room to get out. But when you are trapped in lockdown, I think a lot of people are seeing those little foibles.
Oh, and without a doubt.
Getting and to that. Yeah.
No, you're spot on. Now, look. On a slightly weird note, and I hope you keep this next thing in the podcast.
Oh, but God, whenever you say that,
rightfully so, because this is fairly bizarre what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But outside our place in the gutter a few days ago, I saw an unopened condom in a gold package.
Okay, so you know it's expensive. Yeah.
And it was gold. And I looked at it and I thought to myself,
yeah,
I have no use in the world for this condom. However, for a fleeting moment, hand on heart, I looked at it and thought, is there someone I could give it to?
What the fuck?
I'm serious. I couldn't bear the thought of this thing that had never been opened lying in the gutter. To me, that is kind of... I know it's tiny. It might not have been for a tiny appendage, but you see what I'm saying about wastage.
I guess what I'm saying is I think you might have a touch of OCD, right?
Do you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I think that's...
I know you chafed against the notion that... Because your mum has claimed that you have, you know, that you are on the spectrum somewhere because she thinks, you know, she thinks everyone's a little bit autistic. I think you might have a little bit of OCD. If you walk past a filthy, unopened condom in the street and think, oh, I don't want to waste that. That is...
Paul, I'm curious as to why you inserted the word filthy.
Okay, if it's on the street, it is. If it's
But it's what's inside the container. It's hermetically sealed and, quite frankly, probably immaculate.
I could eat that. It's perfectly fine if I just wipe that off. Yeah, if you drop food, do you have a 3-second rule in place? For the sake of wastage, I mean.
Not that I would admit to.
Right.
Although, conversely, one could argue in this time of hyper cleanliness, particularly with parents and children, gone are the old days of, you know, just when the sun came up, children out, sun comes down, sun goes down, children in.
What?
You know, like, well, living in the country.
Right.
When the sun came up, we'd all be sort of rushed out of the house, not rushed out, but told to, you know, leave the house and go and play.
Sure. Listen, I'm very curious. Given that you've just aired some of Mum's dirty laundry and said that she uses too much detergent, I'd like you to be perfectly candid. What is it that you do around the house that ticks Mum off? And don't say nothing, you absolute twonk. The pettier the better, the smaller the better. What is it the thing you do that ticks Mum off?
Well,
in the interest of balance.
Well, okay. All right. So Christine she's wonderful about washing things. Like, I say washing because I've just basically done the load of washing and it's massive.
Yeah.
So Christine does like to, you know, do a lot of washing.
Uh-huh.
But I've got this thing about, it's the sock thing, where if I wear socks for... say 30 minutes, okay, and then take them off.
Yes.
Do you think they need to be washed?
No.
I agree. Christine does.
So hang on. What you're doing is I said, what's an annoying thing about you? And you've just dumped Mum in it with another thing. You fucking psycho.
No, but hang on, Paul. It annoys Mum.
I know there are other things. I know there are other things.
You can't out me on national. No,
so what I'm trying to do, I think it's always charming when people admit to their faults. So what I'm trying to get, I'm giving you the chance to make up for the fact that you just dumped Mum in at the start of the show and really go hard. Like, what are some other things you do that you think tick Mum off?
Oh, well, my point being with the socks is that I'll go to get my shoes, that I've put my socks neatly in the shoes, and the socks are gone.
Huh.
She's put them in the wash. I think she finds that a little bit annoying.
Hang on. Wait. I'm confused here. Who's at fault here? Who's doing the annoying thing here? Who's washing the socks? You wash your socks after one day, or she takes them from you and washes them?
She takes them, and I wash them. Or we both do the washing.
Hang on. So if you're washing them, then you're complicit.
Correct.
Do you understand?
Yeah, but sometimes I will sneak them back.
Right. This doesn't count.
Okay. Something I do at night time in winter, which Christine actually hates and detests, and she finds it so annoying that she literally loses the plot.
Right, okay.
And it's so annoying.
Bring it on.
And that is that if I wear my... I've got a particular pair of socks that are really kind of big socks, and I squeeze... I pull the sock right out away from my toes then and make it all sort of loose at the end to to enable me or to facilitate me being able to put my thongs on. So I feel like sort of an ancient feudal Japanese sort of samurai warrior.
All right, let's calm down, Dad, with the socks and sandals. So wait, you loosen the socks at the end so that when you push the bit in the middle up between your big toe,
correct.
It will push the fabric up and you will...
Correct.
And you feel like a cool samurai warrior, but actually...
No, I love it.
You're wearing shorts, a distressed Bali t-shirt, bare legs, and then socks. Are their socks pulled up?
They're kind of longer than ankle socks. I've only got one set of socks. They're my comfort socks.
Okay, I'm annoyed. Yep, now, you've done it.
But Paul, Christine finds it repulses her.
Yeah.
And she finds it, it really shits her.
It sucks.
And then, but guess what?
Hmm?
Sometimes I've even been known to leave the apartment wearing that outfit. And I've actually once, a few weeks ago, I walked up to the local bottle shop. And I think Christine was that would have been grounds for divorce. She was so pissed off, but I kind of did it to annoy her.
Mm-hmm.
But I've come to a slight compromise, and she's appalled at my compromise.
What is
it? I said I'd actually order some of those special Japanese socks, which have just got a section for the big toe, and then the other. You with me?
Yeah.
So I can legitimately. And she said, "Don't do it." But I really am becoming mildly obsessed with doing it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So anyway, I think, look, during these times, when I was coming back from getting a coffee this morning, I walked down the hallway and I had this, I went to press the light switch in that gives you, it's like a timed light switch for the mm-hmm. hallway. And when I touched the button, I thought to myself, imagine if by doing that, I get COVID. Now, I've been double vaccinated. And I'm absolutely stoked about that. However, if I wasn't and I became ill or someone else in the building gets COVID and I'm locked down for 2 weeks and you can't leave your apartment, unlike the 600 or so people yesterday in Sydney that did leave their apartments with COVID, the fuckwits, well, my point is that I think mentally, so I'm going through this whole internal sort of conversation with myself about how would I cope. And then I began to think about a few days ago, I went into an MRI and I was in there for, I had two sessions, 30 minutes each, back to back, which mm-hmm. is an hour in an MRI. And I don't know how many of our lovely listeners have had an MRI. I have never had one before, but your sister Anne had an MRI when she was a young girl, and I sat in the room because it's not radioactive. It's very loud.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was inside this machine with sweet FA room to even, I mean, it's really cramped. Like when they slid me into this machine, it rubbed my elbows and there was about 3 inches above my nose. It's really, if you're claustrophobic, I just don't know how people can do it.
Yeah.
And then all these, the rapid noise. Have you ever had one, Paul?
I think so. I'd remember.
Oh, yeah. You wear earphones and it's really, really intense.
Mm.
And when I got out of the machine, I said to the guy, he said, how was it? And I said, I feel as though I've just been at a Philip Glass concert. And he had no idea what I was talking about.
Right, okay.
And for the listeners that don't know, they can perhaps Google it. However, when I was in this machine, and it starts to play tricks with your mind, I kept hearing the word, get ready for this, daddy. Can you believe it?
That's right.
Is that bizarre?
Well, I think that probably speaks to some deep-seated psychological issues that you are hearing, yeah. And the machine, you know, yell father at you as you're trapped within a womb-like, orifice.
Isn't that weird?
Well, yeah, it speaks to some baggage. But
hey, what sort of things do you do, honestly, that annoys Tegan?
Okay, because I have ADHD, I tend to forget basically everything. Pretty much nothing is left finished. I mean, I will be in the middle of doing something fairly important and I will just walk out of the room. I can turn on the burner on the stove and start heating the oil up to put something in, and then I'll just go and be on the computer halfway through writing two different articles at the same time. And then Tegan has to kind of yell at me. I'm basically, it's like living with a child. It's an absolute nightmare. I don't know how she does it. Her patience, the fact that I'm very high energy is good because it kind of burns through a lot of the world's, you know, dark stuff, because there's just this big ball of energy bouncing around, which is nice. But when it comes time to kind of knuckle down and get, you know, the practical stuff done, I'm so easily, willfully distracted by any shiny object.
Mum and I don't see you like that at all. We see you as having undergone a radical, radical transformation.
That's very sweet.
I'm serious. You are so... Paul, you've matured wonderfully, and it's very exciting for Mum and myself when we're with you and Tegan to watch. You don't sort of put things off anymore. You're a doer, and I think that's really important. So, not to procrastinate is a great thing. I feel
it's just not something I can. Yeah, it's not that I procrastinate. It's that I can only do one thing at once, and I know that sounds odd, but because I get hyper fixated on certain things, I will literally just change tracks, sometimes in the middle of a conversation. You think, you know, your tangents, you know how that's one of your kind of trademarks?
Yeah.
That's my whole life is tangents.
But you're very, very good the way you bring me back, and that's really, really important. But also, did I tell you I do a weekly walk with my good friend Stephen Lewis? He said that if you swear and are very forgetful, there's signs that you're very clever. This is the weird part of this whole story, Paul, which I kind of took some solace in, which you may or may not agree with, but he said to me that swearing is a sign of high intelligence. Can you believe it? And that made me feel really good, because I do swear.
I don't believe that, by the way.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what he said, and he wasn't joking.
No, I just think I've heard that before, and it often comes from people who... It's one of those odd apocryphal things where there's really no evidence to back it up whatsoever. It's smart people who like swearing use
Paul,
it to say that...
I had never heard it before.
Right.
And then to make me feel even better, because I swear, he said, forgetful people are also very intelligent.
No, bullshit.
No, so that's a win-win for me.
Absolutely.
Because I'm forgetful and I swear a lot.
I think what he's trying to do is basically... No, that's bullshit. It's the whole thing. It's like saying that if a bird shits on you, that's good luck. There is no causative evidence.
Well, I think we should look into it. I'm going to fact check it.
So hang on. Okay, Dad, if you have Tourette's and Alzheimer's, you forget and swear a lot.
You are, Paul, listen to me, mate. You are such an extremist. You are so funny.
Yeah? Yeah, am I an extremist? Do I fast? Do I sauce and run every day pathologically? Do I comb the tassels on my rug? I mean,
Paul, read the rug tassels.
Let he who is without sin, Dad.
Paul, read the rug tassels.
Yeah.
I don't brush them anymore. I vacuum them.
okay, that's
I have
really...
a system now where I pull the vacuum cleaner in one direction.
Yep.
And it just, it's poetry in motion. I may do a short film on it.
Thank you for making my point for me. As a vein pulses in your head and you insist, I have a system, of course. I think you've already lost.
Paul, look, you know, you tend to with me, and you, I don't know whether you do it on purpose. Is it to elicit a certain response that you, it's like that, it's Pavlov's dog, isn't it?
What do you mean? Well, I don't know. I'm just having fun. I'm just honestly.
I know you are.
Believe me, I'm 20 times more flawed than anyone I know. So don't. Yeah.
No, look, it's very important. I think that's the beautiful thing about the Friday chat.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Can I just say that? Yeah. Sorry.
I'm just so grateful that we've got people out there that we can come into their lives. I'm getting so much correspondence from listeners all over the world that. You know, just because we don't hear about certain things in certain countries doesn't mean it's not happening. But the world has been polarized with what's been happening in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And I was lying in bed this morning thinking about what's happening in England. You know, what's happening in Europe? What's happening in Thailand? What's happening in South America? And I started to really sort of hunt down to find out, because there's only so much information they can put on the news feeds. And, you know, I've got the ABC, BBC, and Bangkok Post, and they're all kind of just full of shit. And Paul, you know, Tegan contacted me yesterday, and, you know, she said to me, look, you know, perhaps people are feeling a bit low, and, you know, can I offer some words of wisdom, which I think is really sweet and lovely. And I thought long and hard about it, and I typed with feeling, and I hope that my words were kind of, you know, they're helpful to me as well. And sometimes it's good to put things on paper.
Yeah, they're over at they're over on the Facebook page on a Thursday.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Yeah.
And
great.
Paul, is it, I think something exciting is happening tomorrow night.
No, tonight.
Tonight?
Yes.
That's right. You're right, because yeah, I love it.
So tonight, yeah, we're doing trivia. So one of the things we've really missed is actually just getting out, going to the pub, hanging out with people. And because we couldn't do the Melbourne Podcast Festival, we thought, why the hell not combine the two? So tonight, our friend comedian Richard McKenzie is hosting a Loose Units trivia night on Zoom, and you can grab tickets right now. So Dad and I are going to be in a team together, and Dad, I wrote the questions for one of these rounds, and it's a round of really quite obscure Loose Units trivia, okay?
Love it.
Now, I'm not going to tell you the answers, so you're going to have to answer all of these questions yourself.
Okay,
and
cool.
How embarrassing would it be if one of our listeners beat you at Loose Units trivia?
That would be embarrassing.
Shameful, even.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. I'll have a few beers.
Sure. Yeah, it'll be great. As with all trivia, I think you are encouraged to basically have a drink in hand if you want. You know, it doesn't have to be alcoholic, but basically it is... Effectively, it's Loose Units, true crime, pub trivia. There's going to be a couple of rounds of general knowledge. There'll be some stuff in there on Australian true crime. So if you're a true crime fan, which you all obviously are, there's going to be all kinds of really juicy stuff in there. But basically what you do is head across to our Facebook page, sign up via the ticket link, grab your tickets. And then, yeah, it's 7:30 tonight. So I would recommend having a drink in hand and being ready to go at about 7:15. We'll start letting people in. And it's going to go for about 90 minutes, I think.
Sounds wonderful. And I believe there's a dancing thing afterwards.
That is not... Oh, yes, sorry. Our friend Andrew McClelland, who runs this incredible... He's basically this amazing DJ extraordinaire. So if you want to kind of kick on, Andy's going to be doing some stuff over on his Twitch stream as well. So we've got a link there, I believe, if you want to attend his nights. He does these incredible nights for a thing called Finishing School over in Melbourne. It's like the single best night out you will ever have in your life. So consider it a double bill, really. So yeah, it's going to be a really exciting night. And you know what? The thing we really wanted right now is to feel like we were having a night out with all of you guys, which we missed out on because of this podcast festival COVID snafu. Mm. So this is our way of basically going, hey, let's all hang out, have a few drinks, do some trivia, and pretend we're all out at the pub together.
That's a lovely, lovely idea. And I'll tell you one thing, just FYI for you and the listeners, Paul. One of the things that, you know, I was forced to do ballroom dancing when I was a teenager.
No.
Yeah. My mother thought it was a really good idea, because there were a couple of things that I was just basically Because my grandmother used to say, the only thing you need if you go to a country town in Australia is a tennis racket and a toothbrush.
Wouldn't want to get those mixed up.
That's what she said.
Right.
So when I was 8, I had professional lessons to play tennis. And I actually ended up playing comp tennis. And here's a little fun fact, Paul, which I need to say to you, because I know you were so down and doubtful as to my jiu-jitsu prowess. Paul?
Yeah.
I was going to say my grandmother. Sorry, Mum. My mother texted me about that very point. You know what she said?
What?
She said, John, jiu-jitsu was very good for you.
Yes.
Now, that does not imply that it was in my mind.
No, but I also...
It was a fleeting thing. Paul, I had a proper outfit and I used to get all the different coloured things. I didn't do all the exams right up to... Would you like me to go through the colours in jiu-jitsu on the belt?
You could have Googled it.
Paul, I haven't Googled it. Like the trivia night tonight, I will not be cheating.
Here's what I'm saying, Dad. The fact that your tendency to purge all physical proof of anything you've ever done with your minimalism means that you have no receipts to back anything up, ever.
Paul,
you can't show me a photo of you. Because here's the thing. Some people have a lot of stuff from their childhoods. They have, like, you know, locks of hair and photographs and all kinds of things. You throw everything out except for your two books on minimalism. Is it two or three?
Paul, three. But also, Paul, I do have an album.
Hang on. Used to have two. So you bought another book on minimalism.
Correct.
The fucking irony.
Yeah. So I have an album of my spearfishing days.
Yes.
Do you agree?
I don't know. Do you?
Hey? Well, I do with some photos. But also, there's a photograph of me. I have, when I was a young boy, dressed up as a kind of an American cowboy, but I'm about 11.
Yeah.
And I'm playing my trumpet in front of a crowd of about 500 people on an ocean liner. So, yes, I do have some evidence.
Is the crowd in shot?
Yes.
The whole crowd?
Yeah, you can see it. They're all they're all agog of my talent.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I've got this weird cowboy hat that's sort of... It's sort of hanging off my neck. You know how they used to... I don't know whether you've ever seen how they used to have a hat when they weren't wearing it. Sometimes it had it'd have a cord around it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd let it sort of sit on their back. And I'm wearing a dazzling yellow shirt, brown pants. And I bloody look... I think I had a paisley tie. And I'm just... wooing the crowd. And you can see the awe.
Yeah.
So I rest my case.
You rest your case. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so look, long story short, Dad was a jiu-jitsu cowboy, but also on the side of that, we've got a big trivia night tonight. So we've got a lot of people coming and we're still throwing around the idea of either putting people into teams, right?
Mm.
And having that kind of traditional pub trivia team feel, or if it's every, you know, man, woman, child, whatever for themselves. So rock up, come to trivia. It's going to be really, really fun. We're really excited about tonight. I will be drinking a gin and tonic, I believe. That is
fantastic. Now, Paul, do you watch Hard Quiz? I love it. And I'm thinking about going on the show, and I've been racking my brain to come up with my own area of sort of expertise.
Yep.
And, you know, Christine suggested antiques, but that's such a vast, you know, it's such a big area that...
It would need to be a specific type of antique, right?
Yeah, but what I've been thinking of, I'm thinking about this because they're recruiting,
mm-hmm.
and I thought my area of expertise, get ready for this, could be the book loose units. Is that brilliant?
I mean, it's nepotism because it's about you. Oh, having said that, it is so notably different from... Actually, that's really good publicity.
Mm.
Oof. I'll tell you what. If you make it loose units and electric blue, right?
Mm.
So, here's what you do. You make it the books of Paul F. Verhoeven, right?
Okay, good. Because
then it's everything I've written, yeah?
Yes. Well, I'll have to reread them in microscopic detail.
Oh, yes.
But... here's a question. Are there going to be any sport questions tonight?
I don't know.
Because that concerns me, because I'm not that good with sport. I mean, I'm good with obscure sports, but when it comes to the main ones, I'm not crash hot. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
The thing about trivia is that it's meant to cover such a broad swath of knowledge
Is that like swathe?
Right, so after a quick Google, it turns out swath is how the Americans pronounce it. So, but they pronounce primer primer, so I don't think I can go with them on this. So, anyway, let's go with...
Over your work.
Let's agree to disagree.
Now, listen, I'm very excited about seeing you tonight, Paul. It'll be lovely.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait. I truly can't wait. We can't wait to see you there. It's time for some Loose Units pub trivia tonight at 7:30. And I don't think... I will record it just for fun, but I don't think we ever... If you miss it, that's it. But also, if it goes well, maybe we'll do another one. I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll see you at the pub tonight for Loose Units trivia. We hope you're all staying safe. And we can't wait to see you next week for more Loose Units. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.